Hudge is a traffic engineer and transport economist. He arrived from England to start at the DMR in 1980.
One of the first assignments I was given was to look at the introduction of roundabouts in New South Wales. So I called to the file, and the file was called 18346M, which basically meant that the file was started in 1946. And I opened the file up, and there was a letter on it from the then Commissioner of Main Roads, which said he'd just returned from serving in the Air Force in the United Kingdom. He had seen roundabouts. They thought that they were a very good idea and that we should pursue them as a matter of urgency. I checked the records. At the time he wrote that letter, there were five roundabouts in New South Wales. In 1980, when I came to look at them, there were three.
I was directly involved in designing and having installed the very first little roundabout next to Eastwood Railway Station. And I will never forget one road building type of engineer in the DMR at the time who said, "Over my dead body, will an obstruction like that be installed on one of my highways?" And now we see, of course, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them throughout New South Wales.
We called it the Golden Egg because it was painted yellow, and it was just this slab of bitumen in the middle of the road with a very rudimentary approach line marking. At first operation, we had people, a lady approached the intersection very confused and drove straight over the top of it, leaving tyre marks within the middle of the roundabout.
People were most unfamiliar with it. It was interesting on bowls days to see a carload of ladies in bowls uniforms drive over the hump, their mouths open as they went up and came down again.
Bob Mudford has spent a great deal of his working life designing and setting standards for roundabouts. As they proliferated, he started to become aware of design faults.
I started to notice on city and country roundabouts, tyre marks on curb lines and a lot of rubbish that would build up opposite splitter islands because vehicles couldn't get out there. If vehicles could have got there, the rubbish wouldn't have built up. And I thought there's got to be something wrong with the way vehicles are entering and going round and exiting roundabouts. And came back to the office and looked at things with turning path programs and that, and with the assistance of another young junior fella under me, we started to unearth what was wrong. It was the misalignment of entries and exit to the circulation carriageway. The use of the right turn template with the left turn template did not create a continuous path through the roundabout where the vehicle did. So if it came in the wrong position, it had to run over something on the way through or on the way out. And that's where the problem was.
Didn't they check that after they built a roundabout? I mean, have trucks go around them and see what happened?
I don't think anybody actually ever checked one with a truck. There was just complaints about them, and generally the excuse was that the vehicles were going too quickly through the roundabout. If they would slow down, they would get through.
Roundabouts are good for reducing accidents because they tend, one, to slow the speeds down, two, they tend to cause a glancing accident rather than a right-angled accident if they do occur. We got quite large reductions in accidents. I monitored the first 300 or 400 built. It's now my understanding that there was somewhere in the order of 3,000 in New South Wales, which when we started from 20 years ago, I think is probably showed that they've caught on fairly well.